The time is 21 minutes before the hour. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Public schools in Arkansas are trying to measure the problem of obesity in children. The schools are weighing and measuring their students. These calculations are part of a detailed strategy that includes banning vending machines in elementary schools and making school lunches healthier. NPR's Patricia Naiman has the first of two reports.
Every day, Federal Express delivers anywhere from 50 to 60 boxes to the Arkansas Center for Health Improvement in downtown Little Rock. There are now so many boxes, they are piled high against the walls, filling filing cabinets, closets, and even the bathroom.
Here's Delta Elementary School from the Mississippi Delta area. Here's Fort Smith School District. We have 1,300 schools across the state.
The boxes are filled with statistics, the height and weight of each and every Arkansas school child from preschool to high school. Dr. Joe Thompson directs the center and heads up this project.
What we are finding is we've got a large number of kids who are truly overweight, but that parents have really not recognized that yet.
But parents are about to find out how their child compares to a national average of body mass index. The index, called the BMI, is a measure of height and weight. The kids are then classified as underweight, normal, or overweight, and a letter is sent home to parents.
Many parents look at their child and compare them to other children and say, well, my child might be a little overweight or a little chunky. I think one of the real important findings from our data is because there are so many kids that are overweight and so many kids that are in that, quote, chunky arena, that your child may look like other kids, but that doesn't mean that they do not have a health risk. They are overweight.
Parents in one Arkansas town have already received their letters. Arkadelphia was the pilot, the first school district to gather height and weight statistics. What it found was truly alarming.
Good evening. I want to welcome you to our 2004 Senior Awards Assembly.
The seniors sitting on stage at Arkadelphia High School are getting scholarships and academic honors.
And I think we need to give them a round of applause.
But there's another distinction, an unfortunate one. One in four of these graduating senior boys are obese. In all, nearly half of the boys in this class of 2004 are overweight. And it's not just the senior boys. Nearly half of the 10th grade girls are overweight. Dr. Wesley Cluck is sitting in the audience. He's one of the few pediatricians here in Arkadelphia, and he knows most of these kids, and he's worried about them.
Some children have immediate problems if they're grossly overweight. They can have blood pressure problems and blood sugar problems, even bone and joint problems that would affect them immediately. But 10 or 20 years down the road, there's much higher risk of heart disease and blood pressure disease, diabetes, arthritis, cancer.
Dr. Cluck says after the BMI letters were sent home, he thought he'd be overwhelmed by worried parents wanting to know what they could do to help their kids lose weight.
I made at least 400 or 500 handouts on body mass index. They called me and said, the letter's going out today. I told my staff, get ready. You're going to have call after call. And I think the very first day there was one call. The next day I had two.
Dr. Cluck says he came to realize that parents were in denial about their children's weight.
1, 2, 3, linebacker!
The start of spring football at Arkadelphia High. And these guys are big. Many got letters saying they were overweight. John Atkins is 16 years old, a 10th grader.
According to the definition, I'm overweight, but I mean, at the same time, I also really enjoy playing football, and I work out a whole lot, and I eat a lot.
He thinks he's not big enough, and it's saying he's obese, basically.
John's mother, Sandy Atkins.
And he's wanting to be bigger so he can be an offensive lineman, and I don't feel that's taken into consideration. Body shape, you know, small body frame, large body frame.
That is one of the weaknesses of the BMI. It adds up muscle mass along with fat mass. Even so, health officials say most of these kids are not burgeoning Arnold Schwarzeneggers. They're just overweight, a combination of not enough exercise and too much junk food. Otis Parsons unlocks a cage. Inside are six vending machines that sell soft drinks, chips, and candy. Parsons is principal of Arkadelphia High School. When he came here 3 years ago, he decided to lock up the vending machines and open them for only 1 hour at lunch. It's been something of a help, he says, but even so, temptation is everywhere. Looking down the street from the school, you can spot half a dozen fast food restaurants.
Instead of eating out fast food, eating all we can eat, we need to be out getting exercise, eating right. We can diet all we want, but until we change our lifestyle, we're going to have the weight problem. And I'm a testament to that. And I'm considered very overweight. I mean, I'm 6'4", about 280. You know, it's a battle. It's a battle every day.
But now state officials want to help kids fight that battle. The state is considering requiring that half of all vending machine choices be healthy, things like fruit and nuts. They want more nutritious lunches, less fried foods, and smaller portions, and more time in phys ed. Right now, students at Arkadelphia High take only one semester of PE in 4 years. The state wants to increase that to 50 minutes a day. Again, Parsons.
Bottom line, it comes down to dollars and time. We have neither right now to be able to deal with this. Because quite frankly, as some of our parents have stated, they want their kids in academic classes. And with increased accountability on academics, quite honestly, that's where I want them to.
If things are difficult to change on the high school level, they are a bit easier in elementary school.
Guys, it's Girl Mix. Bon appetit!
At Parrott Elementary School, kindergartner Jackson Calvert proudly announces the morning snack, Trail Mix. It's part of the state's new commitment to healthier eating. But before that happened, Principal Wanda O'Quinn says they had to put a stop to a tradition.
Parents were constantly coming in and out with big sacks of donuts, Oreo cookies, cupcakes with lots of gooey icing on it.
So today the school provides the snack and they are healthier. Apple slices, oranges, cheese, and crackers. Even so, O'Quinn says there's only so much the schools can do. Many parents pack lunches from fast food restaurants, and she says a lot of the kids start their day with unhealthy food.
I notice when I open the car doors in the morning, and you can see in the cars there are donut wrappers, ding-dong Twinkies, all kinds of fast food sacks from Wendy's, Andy's, McDonald's. A lot of them are eating them in the car on the way to work, the parents and the children.
But not all parents. Renata Carter's the mother of a first grader.
I got it out, not really knowing what it was. And I was reading it, and I said, oh, it says Nathan is overweight. And he turned around, and he said, what? He said, what do you say? I said, well, it's just saying that you could be a little more physical, you know, eat a little better.
But Carter viewed the school's letter as a wake-up call for herself and her family, and she's making changes.
Really looking at how he eats and not eating out so much, because, you know, we're in this, you know, everything is so fast these days, and you're eating out a lot. So we're really concentrating on eating healthier foods, cooking at home, you know, doing those things, being more physical.
Less PlayStation and TV, more bike riding and walking. Less fried foods, more fruits and vegetables. The bottom line for Renata Carter, the state's campaign to get kids healthy has at least started to make a difference. Patricia Namond, NPR News.
Tomorrow, how the governor of Arkansas turned his personal crusade against obesity into a public campaign. And while you're waiting on that report, you can calculate your body mass index at npr.org.